This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. It's a Tuesday, and it's time for hour two of the Daily Tip. We'll start this hour with playing a little game of who ruins my teaser. Nobody ruined the teaser last week. The teaser came through at plus 240. So I'll give you my favorite teaser legs in the NFL this week. At 720, it's on to our daily baseball bets. And at 740, it is a Take Tuesday where we have the hottest takes coming out of week two in the NFL. We tell you if they are warranted or absolutely fiction. Jenks, speaking of takes, I watched, is it First Take? There are so many like iterations of these shows that I forget the name.
Yeah.
But it's the one with Stephen A. And so I was doing this while I was making baked potato soup and I was cutting veggies.
Okay.
And I laughed out loud when they did this. Like, we know that the things they do with Stephen A are like preposterous. Like, they put him on so many things that like we know he is their superstar. So part of First Take yesterday was Stephen A reacting to a clip of Stephen A who had a quote, you know, months before about something. They're like, Stephen A, here's a quote of him before the Super Bowl. Stephen A, your reaction? It's like, come on. Like, I remember there was a viral, like, video of when they used to splice Skip Bayless arguing with himself. And they, did a supercut of, like, all of his arguments. Like, we're getting to that territory with Stephen A. And I don't even think it's his fault. I think it's the producers who are like, let's do a cut of Stephen A talking about the Eagles before the Super Bowl, and we'll have him react about this week about the Eagles. And you're like, oh my God, give it a rest. There's other people on the network.
I mean, don't even get me started. Don't even get me started.
Don't even get me started.
You remember that old SNL skit with Molly Shannon? It was so good. I mean, I got over this a long time ago, but, you know, ESPN has gone through these different iterations where now they have these, you know, whether it's Pat McAfee, whether it's Stephen A, and they want these guys to comment on everything. It's like Stephen A on the Brewers run in Major League Baseball. Stephen A on Kansas City's 0-2 start. Stephen A on Kevin Durant to the Rockets. Stephen A on his favorite pumpkin spice latte recipe. You know, it's just like Stephen A talks to Stephen A about Stephen A. And after a while, I'm like,
That's all right.
Okay. Enough. And now he's getting into politics too, which is just wild. It's just a lot. And so I tend to shy away and pivot elsewhere. And I have no issue with, certainly there are times when he's very entertaining and engaging, and he certainly knows what he's talking about. But you can also stretch any personality too thin. And I feel like ESPN does that all the time with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't even think it's his fault. I think it's the network. That's just like, more Stephen A. Even though I do like the hiring of Peter Schrager, I think he is really good.
Mm-hmm.
They also have Cam Newton on the desk now. Did you know that? Like for First Take or whatever that show is called. And listen, he is trying to make these points. And listen, he has obviously all of the experience and background to talk about football. But those stupid hats, how am I supposed to take him seriously? Like, he looks like he's going to be in, like, a witch's coven or, like, going to be at Antiques Roadshow or something. He's trying to make these, like, very serious points. You're like, Cam, brother, my brother in Christ, we can't take you seriously. He's not giving up the hats because I feel like people have said this about him for a long time, and he's sticking with it.
It's a vibe, you know? I feel like I feel like at some point we need to, I hope the pendulum swings the other way where it's like, okay, you can be on the air, but you're going to have to like maybe not wear a crazy hat every day. Like it wasn't that long ago, and I know I've told this story before, where I was doing a demo for NBC. I think it was for a betting show with Sammy P, believe it or not. Man, that was a long time ago. And we were working together very early stages of sports wagering, and they liked the content, but one of the things that came back was, Michael needs a haircut. And I was like, I need a haircut? Like, imagine that being a thing in the last, like, decade. But it was, where my hair was just a little long. It's like, Michael needs a haircut. This is NBC. Which, I understand that. But now you've, you know, here we are a decade later, and Cam Newton is on ESPN wearing whatever he wants, and you see all sorts of fits, and that's kind of where we are, but it's crazy how quickly that has changed.
Well, I think things have opened up a lot more where you can kind of show your personality. Because I remember exactly like the vibe that you're talking about when it came to consultants. Because it used to be extremely buttoned up. It was like, oh, you don't need to show your arms. They look too big. Your lipstick shade is too dark. You need to change that. Like the smallest things where you're like, who cares? Yeah. They're like, the viewers care. They wrote us about it. And if you remember like viewer emails from local TV, they do care. And these people have nothing better to do than analyze the color of your t-shirt. Oh, those earrings she wore today were ugly. So we've come a long way since that. So at least Cam Newton can shine because the rest of us weren't allowed to, you know, 10 years ago.
Well, consultants would drive me crazy because it's all subjective, right? And there are certain things that absolutely you can improve upon that are obvious ones. But man, I remember being with a consultant one time and he was looking at some of my baseball highlights and I thought I could read a pretty good highlight. And I said something like, you know, he goes yard or sends it, you know, to right field, his 34th of the season. He pauses. He goes, I like that phrase. Maybe next time say sends it deep or out of the park. I'm like, yeah, you can choose from a variety of phrases. Each and every single I didn't say this to him. I was like, it was just like he needed to say something here. So let me come up with, because if I had chosen a different phrase, it would have been, let me give you other phrases you can use. And I'm like, yeah, you can't use 8 different phrases for home runs in a single highlight, and you can vary them up, but this is one highlight. But that's when I knew, I'm like, he's got to find something. So this is his way. And not that I'm above critique, but it was his way of, I've got to find something here. Let me pause this and say, maybe you describe this home run differently. And I was like, yeah, I'll, you know, get to work on that.
Not.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, it's like when people need to feel like they prove their worth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do? Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At their job. It's like, well, I can't come in here and be like, yeah, he's amazing. You know, job done. Now, right. Where's my paycheck? Like, they feel like they have to earn their paycheck by, like, coming up with something. So I get it, but I'm glad that we have kind of loosened, because you see people wearing, like, all sorts of stuff now. Like, who's the other, is it Andrew Whitworth? Who's the guy that used to play for the Rams that wears the hoodie under the suit? He does that every time now. Like, he is committed to that bit.
Yes. And that's his look now. Like, now he's kind of gotten pigeonholed into that bit where it's going to be 105 degrees in the summer. He's going to be at training camp. And he's going to be there with a hoodie. Be careful, buddy.
I get the importance of branding, though. I get it. All right. So, Jenks, it's a Tuesday, which means it's time to look at the NFL slate and see if we can find some good teaser legs. I believe we have a sounder for this. And if we do, now's the time to play it. Do we have a sounder? Chelsea is such a teaser. I knew he had it. There we go. It's time to play our weekly installment of Who Ruins My Teaser, where I give you several options for a teaser in the NFL, and you tell me who ruins it. And I am happy to say that nobody ruined the teaser last week. Let's see who we had. I have so many bets that I have to, like, scroll through them. I just had it open. But I know the Commanders were one of them. I had the Commanders plus 9.5. I had the Bucks plus 8.5. And important pause. A lot of these lines will move throughout the week, and you will get good value on some of these lines. Jenks, did the Bucks end up being favored in that game? I can't remember. But got the Bucks plus 8.5 in that game last night over the Texans.
Yeah.
That was an outright winner. Colts plus 8.5 against the Broncos, outright winner. Patriots plus 7.5 against the Dolphins, outright winner. So the teaser came through last week. All right, so now it's time to move on to week two. And Jenks, I'll say this. The teaser options this week were a little bit more difficult. Like, there weren't several that jumped out to me. So I only have three. So we're going to start off fading the worst team in football. So I'm going to take the Seahawks laying 1.5 at home against the Saints. This line was 7.5. And this is one of the best numbers that you can tease. Like, they have something called a Wong teaser, where it's you go through several key numbers, where it's favorites of 7.5 to 8.5 points, or it's underdogs of 1.5 to 2 points. So this fits the bill. The Seahawks, mere 0.5 favorites at home, one of the best home field advantages in all of football against the Saints, who are making a long trip. I like that one a lot. All right, next up, we're going to go to the Cowboys plus 7.5 at the Bears. I don't think the Bears have it figured out enough to blow anybody out. So even if the Cowboys lose this, you get them at plus 7.5. And I like that that offense for the Cowboys. If you're looking for underdogs for a backdoor cover, I think the Cowboys can sling it, especially with the Bears' defense just giving up, what, 50-some points to the Lions? Next up, how about the game that nobody wants to watch? We're going to go Bengals plus 9 at the Vikings. So this quarterback matchup is going to be Jake Browning of the Bengals against probably Carson Wentz of the Vikings, because J.J. McCarthy is now out. So I think the Vikings are the better team, and I think they deserve to be favored in this one. But I don't see this Vikings team playing a brand of football where they beat somebody by double digits. So I'm going to go Bengals plus 9 at Vikings. And here's the wait-and-see one, where I'm a little confused on this line, where whether we know if Jaden Daniels is playing or not. But the Raiders plus 9.5 at the Commanders. If it is Marcus Mariota, and Jenks, you'll have to tell me who the backup quarterback is who's going to be playing for the Commanders. But, like, even the way the Commanders' defense is playing, like, maybe this one scares me a bit, because the Raiders definitely did not look good, you know, in last night's game. But that's the question mark. Do we add the Raiders in there, or Jenks, is somebody else kicked out of the teaser?
I don't mind that play at all. I think there's a lot of questions about the Commanders right now, and it's not just Jaden Daniels. right? Like who is injured? Like they have some significant injuries that now they're going to have to account for, which is Austin Eckler and Dietrich Wise, and they have Noah Brown out, and they don't even have a lot of depth at receiver. There's a lot of question marks for this team. So I don't mind the Raiders at what, +9.5? And also I'm very curious, mm-hmm. if you're talking about that individual matchup, like Ashton Jeanty hasn't done anything thus far for the Raiders. Like at all. He has not looked great. And so will he have success against this Commanders defensive front, which was great in week one, not good in week two, and had problems last year? Like, where are the Commanders on the defensive line right now? Will they be able to shut down Ashton Jeanty, or is this the week when Ashton Jeanty finally pops? I don't know, but he hasn't looked great. I think that matchup's going to be fascinating. But yes, I would still take the +9.5 with the Raiders.
I still feel very unsettled on what to feel about the Commanders defense. Like, do you feel that way?
Fair.
Because first game of the season, defense looked really good. Like, granted, it was against the Giants, but, like, we saw the Giants, you know, put up some points against the Cowboys. And obviously, it's not, you know, apples to apples, and you can't do that with every team in the NFL. But then the second game of the season, the defense didn't look nearly as stout. Like, the run defense just was not there. How do you feel about the defense?
I think they're absolutely better. There's no question about it. They've revamped their secondary. Trey Amos, who is their second-round pick out of Ole Miss, and they've added him to the mix with Mikey Sanders still, who they got 2 years ago out of Michigan. Marshawn Lattimore's healthy. So the secondary is much better. They have a great core of linebackers. Again, it's the defensive line, and Dietrich Wise being out is an issue. But I think they're going to be much better. I think they have to be. The issue is they just ran into a Packers team, which is kind of all world right now. If you want to make the case that the Packers are the best team in football, okay, even if you disagree, you have to acknowledge the fact that they're probably a top three team with the way that they're playing. So I don't necessarily take that as, hey, the Commanders' defense isn't what we thought it was going to be. We're going to see the same sort of performance we saw last year. I think Green Bay is just really, really good.
Yeah, and I think you could almost use that argument like for the Raiders against the Chargers as well, because like the Chargers look really good too. Like that defense is absolutely stifling. So maybe we see a better effort out of this Raiders offense, but we'll see. All right, so here's the teaser if you are wondering. So Seahawks laying a point and a half at home against the Saints, Cowboys +7.5 at the Bears, Bengals +9 at the Vikings, Raiders +9.5 at the Commanders. If you think one of these teams ruins my teaser, speak now or forever hold your peace. Hit me up on X, on Twitter, at Chelsea Messenger, and you tell me who ruins my teaser. I understand some people have said, oh, the prices aren't as good on teasers this week or this year. I don't care. I like teasers, and I'm going to keep playing them because it's my favorite thing to do in all of betting. All right, coming up next, it's time to go to the baseball slate and pick out our favorite plays in MLB. It's next on the Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.